Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Odibe McDowell. Batting second. The second baseman, Luis Aguayo. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Clark. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The DH, Mark Salas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Batting second. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting third. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Keith Moreland. Batting sixth. The DH, Gary Ward. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Rick Shue. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mike Trujillo. And now, play ball. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moreland scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McDowell for the out. One out. Luis Aguayo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Aguayo hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Pettis hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive towards first. Moreland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Moreland hits a line drive into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ward hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Heath hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Aguayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Salas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Salas hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shu fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Shu is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shu strikes out. 1 out. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pettis is 0 for 1 in the game. Pettis takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Pettis. The throw from Skinner and he is safe. Pettis steals second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carter who is chasing the ball. Lemon reaches third base with a triple. Pettis scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Whitaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swindell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lemon scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Keith Moreland batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Moreland reaches second base with a double. Trammell goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Tigers. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moreland scores. Ward moves to second. It's 5-0, Tigers. Tim Stoddard now pitching. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward scores. It's 6-0, Tigers. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Skinner and he is out, Aguayo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell bunts towards the mound. Trujillo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Luis Aguayo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Aguayo is 0-for-1 in the game. Aguayo hits a pop-up into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rikshaw batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Shu is 0-for-1 in the game. Shu hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pettis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pettis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter strikes out. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moreland scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clark for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a pop-up into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aguayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moreland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Moreland takes first base on ball 4. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ward is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward hits a line drive towards first. O'Brien reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Salas is 0-for-1 in the game. Salas hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Pettis. Salas reaches second base with a double. Joel Skinner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Furman is 0-for-1 in the game. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Salas moves to third. Two outs. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. McDowell is 0-for-2 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trujillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Heath batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of McDowell. Heath reaches second base with a double. Rikshaw batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Shu is 0-for-2 in the game. Shu hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pettis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pettis hits a fly ball into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Aguayo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Aguayo is 0-for-2 in the game. Aguayo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lemon. Aguayo reaches second base with a double. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aguayo moves to third. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Carter reaches second base with a double. Aguayo scores. O'Brien moves to third. It's 6-1, Tigers. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark strikes out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Salas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Salas hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of McDowell. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field. Clark picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Clark. Lemon scores. It's 7-1, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Whitaker moves to second. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aguayo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Whitaker moves to third. 2 outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. Skinner strikes out. 1 out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Furman is 0-for-2 in the game. Furman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-3 in the game. McDowell bunts towards the mound. Trujillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Furman moves to second. 2 outs. Luis Aguayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguayo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Aguayo hits a line drive into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Shue is 0-for-3 in the game. Shue hits a fly ball into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. O'Brien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pettis, who is chasing the ball. Carter reaches third base with a triple. Dave Clark, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball four. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carter scores. Clark moves to second. It's 7-2, Tigers. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. Two outs. Mark Salas, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Salas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Salas hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.